The lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram is a good example of a ritual that uses the four cardinal directions to banish lower forms of energy. An energy banishing routine is necessary for any magical work. It's like putting together a hard drive. If you put that hard drive together just anywhere, the dirt and dust lying around is liable to make it crash. A magical formula is the same. If you do not first clear the area of lower energies, you will not obtain good results from your magical rituals. They will crash. For this reason, the lesser banishing ritual, the pentagram, is a must use for everyone doing any kind of magical work. I want you to go to the website magic section and look at the lesser banishing ritual, the pentagram. You can put the player on pause if need be. The core part of the lesser banishing ritual, the pentagram, is the pentagram. Don't let this figure put you off. The pentagram is a perfectly safe energy key. It is a five-pointed star with each point representing one of the four cardinal energies plus the energy of spirit. The star is drawn with the point upward to indicate the energy is used for white magic purposes. This ensures that the energy moves in harmony with the universe and not against it. The pentagram represents how the energy of earth, air, fire, water, and spirit come together in dimensions greater than our own. So the symbol is more than just fancy. It is a direct representation of the energy in action as it moves from a higher dimension to the earth plane. Start the lesser banishing ritual, the pentagram, by moving to the east corner of your room or magical circle and scribing the figure in the air. When you start to draw your pentagram, and the direction you move your finger as you draw it determines how that energy is used. Here, in the lesser banishing ritual, the pentagram, we are starting from the earth corner of the pentagram and moving in a banishing energy direction. This action opens up an energy void that sucks out all negative energies from this corner of your magical circle. In effect, you are telling the universe that you want to remove all negative and lower energies coming from the east and send them into the earth to be reprocessed. Hence, we use the earth corner of the pentagram and move that energy in a banishing direction. At the same time you scribe the figure, you say, Yahavaheh. This is the Hebrew name for the divine energy in the easterly direction. This energy key unlocks the protective energy of the east and sends it into you and your magical circle. So this simple two-part process has removed all negative energies coming from the east and invoked the protective energy of the east to surround you while you do your magic. This completes one-fourth of this formula. Next, you move to the south and do the same thing as before, except here we will say the divine name Adonai. This removes all negative earth energy coming from the direction of the south and invokes the protective energy of fire. Now you walk to the west and draw your pentagram and say the words Iyeya. This removes all negative earth energies coming from the west and invokes the protective energies of water. Finally, we go to the north and banish the lower earth energies and invoke the divine energy of the earth by saying Agla. Now you are done. Next, you can move on to whatever magic formula you are doing, as you have cleared your area of distractive energies. I would suggest that you practice the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram to get the hang of it before adding any more magical formulas to it. And of course, don't forget to use this formula to keep your home clear of lower negative influences. Just walk around to the far magical corners of your home and scribe each figure and say each magical call. In this way, you are considering your house as the center of your magical circle, and the borders of that house are where your protection begins.